back.
Welcome.
Welcome back. XA Shafiruza, guys. It's been a long time since we did a podcast. Let me look at you guys. I missed you guys. It's been about 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
When I haven't posted. And it's because of like an array of reasons.
Yeah.
And let's just say we're sorry and move on from there.
Yeah.
It's the last time we did that for a while. I think we'll take another break in December. So from now on, we're going to like give you guys like at least 3 times a month.
Yeah.
So like at least, you know. Yeah. Once every week, and then maybe skip a week, and then go. But today's a beautiful one, guys. If you guys do not know, we are on audio as well. Check us out on Spotify, and we've got a whole bunch of things that we're doing and talking about today. But first, we just want to introduce everybody. We've got Lebo in the building, of course.
Woo! What's up, guys?
Stay close to me.
Oh, there we go. You guys are clapping. But this paying more money for the edits. But what's up, guys? It's your boy Lebo Khan. We're Lefra and Pedi, the third, aka Bra Voice. Follow me on TikTok. That's it.
You're the 100K on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. 100K club, yeah. They said I couldn't do it. They said I couldn't do it on YouTube, so I went to go do it on TikTok.
I mean, that's huge, bro. I think, like, growing on TikTok is one of the hardest things right now.
I would.
We can all get views, but getting the followers to go up, that's difficult. And you grew 100K in less than 10 months.
No. It was 13 months.
13?
Yeah. Oh, I calculated and I went to, I wanted to see how fast I was growing.
Yeah. So you're going at a rate of
from 5K to 100,000. 13 months.
In a year.
Yeah.
That's good.
You think that's good, eh? That's great, man.
But like, guys, it's not, this guy was posting like every single day.
Yeah, I was. At a certain point, I was.
Yeah. And then you take like a month off and then every single day again.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Oh, we got Jonas.
Yeah, we got Aiden on set. We got Rich. Woo! We got Mbali. We got Kamo.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It's a Saturday. You guys know we shoot this on a Saturday. We're shooting for the very first time in my apartment.
Yeah. We're on the third floor on the south wing. Tato, you're doing great for yourself.
You know, Kamo called this apartment yesterday.
No. Sorry. The butler keeps trying to come in. So Tato is a butler. His name's William. William, you good?
Yes, sir.
There he is there.
Kamo said, I live in a penthouse. I said, baby, it's not a penthouse.
Like, come on. Oh, you're on the top floor?
No, it's not a penthouse. A penthouse is like...
I think isn't the penthouse you own the entire top
like
part
floor,
of the roof.
Yeah. I was like, nah, it's just a loft. But yeah, dude, like, as the furniture comes in, I'm kind of very happy.
Yeah,
like,
it's coming together.
We got these last night, which is dope. It's actually a 3-seater carpet. We made it into a 2-seater for the apartment. For the podcast.
Yeah.
It's been a long time we've done a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually struggling.
You're nervous.
I was like, I'm nervous. How are you?
I'm okay, man. Like, I'm fine. We're doing the mental health check-in, right?
Yeah, the mental health check-in.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I've been having a relatively, like, struggling week in terms of my research. I'm hoping that that does, like, you know what? I'm praying for my 50% so I can just get out of this institution.
Yeah.
But I'm doing okay. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. That's good.
How are you?
Yeah, I mean, that means you're good because all you spoke about was research. Because remember last time you were saying that, like, your mood is directly proportional with your bank balance.
Yeah.
That means the bank balance is still healthy then.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. No.
You would have said
if I'm depressed, you'd know me. But I'm okay.
I'm good, bro. I've just been, honestly, like, I've been. Who's calling me? Guys, it's a Saturday. Jason's calling me. He probably wants vibes. Should we put him on the call?
Put him on the podcast.
Let's put him on the podcast. Jason!
My Nick.
I'm shooting a podcast, boy. Actually, I'm putting you by the mic, actually. What's up?
Oh, shucks. Quite a surprise.
Quite a surprise, eh?
Hey, brother, I was calling. Since you're in four ways, there's something happening today.
What's happening? Four ways
in particular. So we're throwing like a young games night slash house party. It's actually like a house party, but it's...
Do you guys see what Tato goes through every weekend? Like, this is not like a... Jason, call us back later, Edwig.
Okay, cool. Now let me call you in an hour. But that sounds like vibes.
Sounds
I'll
like
get
a
back
good time.
I wish.
Oh yeah,
love Jason.
That time I'm going to a house party like later.
Damn.
So I can't make that, but we'll see what happens.
How are you?
How am I? Oh yeah, I'm good, bro. I got nominated for a SASMA award.
Woo!
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. It's most popular content across all social media platforms.
So you on TikTok?
Huh?
You on TikTok?
Yeah, I'm on
TikTok. You on Twitter?
Yeah.
You on Instagram?
Yes.
You on Facebook?
Yes.
Which platform? Which is the? Am I missing?
I'm on everything, bro.
Okay, Pinterest. There we go, found one.
It's like you're trying to take away my thing. But yeah, if you guys want to vote for me, guys, an SMS costs 150. SMS 162 to 44850. SMS 162 to 44850. They all count. The voting closes in like 2-3 weeks, so I'd appreciate that.
No, but that's a huge nomination, you know.
Yeah, bro. Like, I honestly speaking, I'm going against like big dogs, bro. There's Primo there. Yeah. There's Ghost there. Yeah. There's Skits by Spare there, and yeah, I think it's us three. And
MacG.
Yeah, so it's MacG like podcast. Even if I don't get a denomination enough, was like, is
it was
for
huge,
me?
Bro.
Yeah.
Those are probably like, so that means you're considered one of the
most popular content
biggest years, yes, yeah, yeah. I think that's the nomination. Okay, anyways,
so that's how you vote, guys. Voting lines close in about 2 weeks when this is dropped, and yeah, man, I'm excited. If we win that thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna go crazy.
That's gonna go crazy.
Yeah, that one you're gonna definitely have to have a party for. Mm. Definitely.
Like, if I win that one, the whole team, we need to just do something great.
Bella, yeah.
Because what? Yeah. But also, like, it makes sense, bro, because we're posting podcasts, posting YouTube shorts, we're posting TikToks, we're posting on Facebook, posting on IG, like, long form, short form. We're trying. There's a new WhatsApp update.
The channels.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I don't have it.
I also don't have it. Does anyone have it in this too?
I can see people's things at the bottom. Like,
yeah.
Like, but I've never.
Is it like the it. Like a Instagram broadcast, basically, right? Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool, though. But why?
I think social media platforms are getting pressure from other platforms.
Yeah.
To like constantly like have to
improve innovate. And try things.
Yeah, I'm so unprofessional today to innovate.
Guys, are you seeing this? Like, honestly.
Let me put my phone in airplane mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to innovate. So I think WhatsApp is seeing, okay, cool, this person is doing that. That person is doing this. So they're just like, you know what?
I can't wait until I can go live on WhatsApp.
That's gonna be huge.
Just see, Mama has joined. And for those haters of me, you haters, all of you, the one that just joined.
Those that wouldn't send me money when I was down. Tell me, subbing your mom, boy.
Yeah, boy, I'm there like, do not disturb, boy. Mama's there, everything.
Yeah.
If you think you could go live, obviously it'd be to your context. Yeah, like, you feel me?
Context, yeah.
Yeah, your context. How many contacts do you have? We're having this conversation the other day.
Yeah, like 300.
No, don't stop. Tata, stop lying.
You think I have more?
Yeah. Go to your phone.
You go to your contacts and you go to the absolute bottom.
Yeah.
Then you go up. I've got 1,230.
What?
Yeah, that's a lot.
You have what?
1,230.
1,230.
Yo. What do you
have? I've got 836.
Oh, why are you acting surprised?
No, but come on. Of course I've got a lot of numbers. I've been shooing this thing out like it's a tender.
How many do you have?
Let's check someone else in this too.
Yeah, let's see.
Richard is saying 2,000. Rich, I've lived 5 years more than you. Most you can fill up the dough.
But real Richard has worked. He's worked longer, more jobs than you. Like more he's jobs. Older.
So you can fill up the dough.
Okay. Can I check Aiden? Because Aiden is young.
What are you saying? I just want to get like three people in the room. Huh?
186. Yeah.
Yo, 186. So Aiden says 186. Rich said 2,000, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how it feels if I post a status and 2,000 people see. Yo. So you're doing... Wait, do promo for my YouTube. 2,000.
Yeah, damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot.
But good. Let's keep going.
They were saying the winds in Pretoria and Joburg. It was shaking. I wasn't actually in Pretoria when the winds were happening. I was here in... Always, as Jason dropped my location. It's a party happening there by you in Fourways.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was here and it was windy, bro. But I heard Pretoria was bad.
The winds were bad. Even in Jersey, I experienced a bit of wind.
Yeah,
like a couple of tree branches in the backyard dropped, fell, everything.
Yeah,
but I heard Pretoria, Tinashe, the way Tinashe explained it was the most funniest thing. So he has like a, I don't know what it's called in English, patlato.
It's a butler.
It's a butler door, eh? Yeah, okay, cool.
Right. That's the English word.
Okay, all right. So he said the butler door was greeting him while he was sleeping.
Shaking.
Saying, hey. And he's just there in his bed. He's like, hello?
Bro, forget that Tinashe can actually be extremely funny.
Yeah.
But it's a nice one. Are you? What's an unwritten rule when dating you? That's chapter one.
You go first. I have to think about this.
And... Should we read them first and then we'll get into
us? Because that one is that tough one.
Yeah. Our business is our business.
Really. That's a good one. That's a very good one.
How do you feel about that, bro? What would you do like if your girlfriend only speaks to like other girls about your guys' problems?
I've had this debate so many times, but at the end of the day, like people always say, no, it's better like for your guys' problems to be your guys' problems, like just be internal, right?
Yeah.
But I definitely think that there are certain topics where you need an outside perspective. Because you might be blinded by love, for example.
Yeah.
A good example is a girl who gets cheated on the time she stays with the partner. She doesn't... People around her tell her, no. Like, you should leave this brew and all those things. But in the internal, she's there talking to the guy and, like, they loving each other. Like, she's like, yo, you should stop doing this thing. It's hitting me. You know what I mean? Like... So I'm on both sides.
I struggle because, like, let's say my friends have problems with their partners.
Yeah.
I then inherit that pain they're going through. Mm. And then they fix things half of the time. Mm. So I've learned to just take a two steps back and then, like...
A good example is when you tell... Guys, a good example is when you tell your friend that their partner's cheating on them and then they make up. Now you're the villain every time.
Or they say you're lying. I had a friend in university.
What?
She was getting cheated on. And I saw her boyfriend cheat on her. I was like, yo, I don't know if this guy's the best guy for you. I didn't say why.
Yeah.
And she goes, why? And eventually I'm like, okay, no, I won't lie. I was at like the strip and I saw him kissing girls. You're lying. You just want us to break up. You're jealous of our love. I said, ah.
Jealous of our love.
Jealous of your love.
What's her name? Imagine they go to my partner and they say to her, yeah, we saw Lebo cheating. So you're just jealous of our love. I'll be like...
That's why you want your name. You're a dog.
No, man, just jokes. But like, yeah, dude, I did. But there are certain things that you say in the relationship that shouldn't be expressed to the outside world.
Real.
My favorite, like not my favorite. Sorry, the breakup I hate the most is where the breakup where people start exposing things about their partners that people didn't know.
Oh yeah,
that is the one I hate the most. Oh. Like now, keep and like it's like when you ask a girl, like, oh, like
they will repeat socks.
Yeah, no, yeah, dude. like some random like shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, like they just drag you.
Yeah.
But when that was your man, like you were the number one supporter.
Yeah.
You love that guy. You were promoting him the most.
But don't forget, like, a lot of women do this in a relationship. They'll see shitty things that a guy does and they'll just, like, forget about it. Gamma was reading a tweet.
Hey, one.
Gamma was reading a tweet. And it
actually,
said,
two. Sorry, two.
Reading a tweet. And it said, like, My man is always leaving his shoes in the front door.
Mm.
And I'd rather pick up these shoes every single time than never see these shoes walk into the apartment again. You get me? So basically, her man is like a little bit messy, always leaving his shoes. And so she prefers to always pick them up.
They're not having him around at all.
Yeah. So for example, women tolerate a lot of things in relationships. For example, like your ex was seeing you repeat your socks. You get me? And then now it's like in the relationship, like, it's fine. You know, I love him because rather he's here than... And that now when you break up, she sees all the wrong, and it's like, I was staying there, and he repeats his socks, and he's what? So I kind of get it, but it's bad. But I get it.
I think it's like that thing with like, so in science, you learn about how energy cannot be destroyed; it can only be transformed or etc. Right?
Transferred,
and something else, but it can't be broken down. And I truly believe that if you have a breakup of someone, that love has to be transferred or transformed into something else. It has to go away. If you want to love that person less, so it will be transformed into either hate
friendship,
envy, peace, jealousy, etc. Like, but it has to be. That is
acceptance.
Acceptance. But like, that is why when two people break up and they clash a lot, I truly believe those two people loved each other a lot because it's a thing of like, bro, you would not be having this much of an argument if you didn't care about each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? 100%. It's a passion thing. It's a passion.
100%.
But let's hear some more.
That I please have a high sense of humor. Did I read that already?
No, you haven't. What does that even mean? Oh, so it's like an unwritten rule of dating her.
Yeah, like you must have a high sense of humor. Do not blow my phone up if I miss your call or text. I'm hit you up when I'm done doing what I'm doing. Yeah.
Wow. He's ready for a relationship. She's. Can I say something? So let's just get it out the way now, man. Are you supposed to text your partner every day?
Yes.
I've got a yes. I need more answers.
Bali? Yes.
Bali says
Rich,
yes.
Yes.
Aiden says no. My guy.
Dan says they're going to say yes.
Dan says, hey. Okay. So, why?
Because you want to speak to them. You have that craving. You want to see how they are.
What if you have the same day every day?
Then you're talking about the same day every day. Your day can never be the same every day.
What about during COVID?
It's never the same every day. Sometimes my mom shouted at me. Sometimes my mom didn't shout at me. Sometimes I clean the car. Sometimes I did the dishes. Sometimes I exercise. Sometimes I bake something new. You never have the same day.
So do you think, and this is where I'm going to, So can you say, with honest to your heart, social media plays a huge part in relationships in terms of communication and what we post?
Social media?
Yes.
I'd say it depends on the... Yes, it depends on the age.
Yeah.
Like for us, it was movies that played on how women to be in relationships. Because because when we were young, we didn't have social media.
Yeah.
Like I say, like,
hey, we. Whoa.
But yeah, anyway, my point is, like, what do we see, how we see the world love is how we think we should love.
Yeah.
Of course, bro. Monkey see, monkey do. Like,
yeah,
100%.
So you're saying for sure, nah? So does that mean that, like, if I'm a bad text, I don't deserve love?
No.
Okay.
What is a bad texter? That's an excuse for not wanting to text the person.
No, dude, these
saying
people...
saying you're a bad texter means that it's basically like saying like you do not actually like value or care about texting. Like maybe you value a phone call, maybe you value like an in-person thingy, but it's you saying that like, I don't like texting.
Yeah.
You're not a bad texter, you don't want to text.
But there's certain people who feel... it's relationship styles. There's certain people that feel like we can have a whole day and I'll call you at the end of the day and have and tell you about everything. Yeah. There's other people that will call you... Yeah, to certain people. There's certain people that want to call you per hour.
No.
And then you get the people like me when you arrive. Hello, I've arrived. Hello, I've left. Hello, I'm leaving my place, you know?
But
and,
you see,
and I think about it.
You always switch your person when you. If you are in a relationship.
Yeah, I am in a relationship. You can say it. It's okay.
I said whenever you're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, you can say it. Apparently, they watched the previous podcast. I know, hey.
you looked single.
I looked single, passing. I don't know. I feel, you know, I look very single, but, you know, inside, apparently, there's more. No, jokes aside, but like what I was saying, bro, like.
Texting every day.
I think in today's age, right, we have to accept that, like, social media plays a large part in relationships. 100%. Yeah.
Social media, parents, aunts, what we see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying that's what makes us text our girlfriends every day?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Because there's a lot of people like, for I know for a fact, bro, you can go to any guy now. If you told them, yo, we can switch it up and not like, you know, talk per minute. They would be like, yeah, I'd like that. But Master gets angry at me when I don't text back.
No, but also, I'm actually unfair because I'm in a long distance relationship.
Yes. That's a completely different dynamic.
If Kamu stayed 20 minutes away.
Texting all the time is insanity. It's insanity, bro. If I see you 3 times in a week, come on, bro. What? I have to text you every minute of the other days.
Not every minute, bro.
Oh my.
It's like you text, hey, how are you? Good, whatever. Okay, cool. Then you talk for maybe 30 minutes. Okay, I'm going to work, going to school.
Yeah.
Then you stop. Then maybe 11, 12. Oh, no, just getting lunch. Whatever.
Can I give you a scenario? Stop. Close your eyes. You're on a call. It's been 2 hours on a call. They're telling you about how, have you heard about potato mixing with cheese can make this. It's the 3rd hour of the call for your girlfriend. Titi. Look at that smile on Tata's face that's coming up. Okay, I'm gonna get Tata in trouble. Let's keep going.
I can't go to sleep mad at you. I agree.
No.
You can go to sleep mad at your partner.
Hey, even furious.
Serious?
Yeah, what does that have to do with my sleep? What does that have to do with the way I rest?
It's basically like if you go to sleep mad at your partner.
Yeah.
It's like you guys didn't fix a problem.
So you're gonna wake up angry.
Not that you even wake up angry. Like, you might struggle to sleep.
Okay.
Two, you guys might not even solve the problem. Three, next day you're gonna be like, okay, forget about the problem. Let's just
move on. You're gonna rug it underneath the mat.
That mat becomes thick. The dirt under the mat becomes thick, and then it's gonna catch up with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
So the question was, what does that have to do for my sleep? What does that have to do for my sleep?
You're a bad man.
Because now you're telling me about mats. What does that have to do with
my sleep? Is your girlfriend happy in this relationship with you?
Boy, like any woman that's ever dated me is very, very, they were very content and very happy with me.
Have they said that?
Yes. I've gotten great reviews.
Like, let's call one of X right now.
Either way. Let's call one.
Which exes do you have?
I'm going to call the one that I was dating the longest.
Who's that?
I can't say a name on the podcast. I don't know if she'll answer, but let's do it.
As you do that.
She's going to laugh though, because obviously like, watch, your ex is calling you and saying, yo, were you happy with me? As you do that, yeah?
No, do it. But we'll be,
it's actually, ringing.
We'll be patient.
She's even saved this ex. Sorry.
Put it by the mic.
She's not going to answer. How many exes do I have? Should I call another one? Hey, I can't call the other ones. I'm blacklisted. For you guys don't get unblocked. Okay, she's not going to answer. I'm trying to see who else I dated.
Who's that? Let me see the name. Victoria.
Midrand. Two and a half years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, she didn't answer, shame. If she calls back, we'll answer the question. Yeah.
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 Okay, cool. Next one. Don't yell at me when you're talking to me.
Love that one.
Okay.
We can
just agree there.
I love that one.
Simple, simple, simple.
That is a very basic one.
Yeah.
I don't even think there has to be a rule. That's common decency. You feel me? 100%. There's absolutely no reason for us to. I'm very passionate about this yelling thing.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship where, like, she convinced me that when she yells, it's because she's so passionate about the topic. You understand? So she's shouting at me. Please don't shout at me. So I'm just feeling passion, babe. Like, you're limiting my passion, babe. And it used to make me feel like it's horrible, yo.
Yeah, let's just move on. Know that we both need time alone and are still individuals with our own interests, even though we're together. You don't agree?
I feel like Toto looks at me because he knows I'm on the opposite side and he can't agree. Say no.
No,
yes.
But I genuinely think like it's so important like for us to have our own things.
Yeah, but like realistically?
Well, realistically what?
You're going to be intertwined in everything you do.
Yes, but bro, like, for example, like gaming.
Yeah, no, but
that's your own thing.
But if Gamma knew how to game the same level, would you be gaming
alone?
No,
she games with me. Like, she knows how to game.
Like what?
She's always trying to, you see, but the okay. thing is...
Give me another example.
Gamma, are you around? Oh.
Go ahead.
So for example...
Yeah.
I love gaming, right?
Of shooting zombies.
So I hear this thing when they say, know that we both need, you know.
So
we have our own things.
I think my thing that like will never be taken away from me in my relationships is me being a content creator. Like that will always be my thing.
Yeah, you're cool. You're not like me. You don't bring your partners into your industry.
My industry.
Because your ex never was on a YouTube video. No, we know you're in a relationship, but she'd never been on a YouTube video.
No. I wanted to, obviously, because that's what sells. But I also have to understand.
Oh my God.
No, it's what sells. So like when you're posting relationship content and stuff, it sells. People love love. There's nothing wrong with that. I just think about the trade-off. Do I want my partner to be known as Lebo's hand for the rest of her life? Even if we don't work out, what happens then?
Yeah, now you're Lebo Rampedi's ex.
Now you're Lebo Rampedi's ex.
10 years later.
10 years later. I swear I know you. Everybody, your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend. I swear I know you.
That's time she's with her husband.
Do this. I don't know. You're never on Peter's ex-girlfriend.
10 years later,
no name, no surname. So yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. You don't control how I dress.
Well, okay. 50-50. Don't you think your partner helps you like elevate your style?
Yeah, we help each other. Like, I know we help each other.
Like, you could even help her and be like, yeah. Oh.
Like, this morning, like, we were going through fits for her. Like,
yeah.
Went through a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until we got the right one.
Brother, do you need a second to breathe? Everything okay?
Bro, Kamala was giving me bad PR, bro. So, Kamala's not around.
I really am.
I think she's done. I think she's doing her hair.
I really am.
It's chapter 2, bro. You can hit it.
I'm definitely going to hit that one, yo. Ish.
Oh, you answer.
Oh, what?
What's for, the unwritten rule about
Oh, yes, we didn't answer. Yeah. My unwritten rule is...
My friends are my friends for me.
Oh, really?
My friends are my friends, your friends are your friends. Let's not get it confused.
Okay, I don't mind the whole sharing aspect thing. But like, no, I just don't want you to... I don't want you to have... Together, I don't want you to have contact details.
Imagine... Okay, but my brother, so it's different. Yeah. But imagine like, Fiso calls your hand. Like, yo, bro, let's go get like lunch.
Hey.
Yeah, or let's go bowling.
My unwritten rule is, what is it called? Difference your expectations from what we discuss.
Differentiate.
Huh?
Differentiate.
I said different. Oh, differentiate. Sorry. Differentiate. What's it? What? Differentiate.
Difference your expectations. Differentiate.
Differentiate your expectations from what we've agreed.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, what I've seen, like, for me, is like, and I try and make this clear, but it's unwritten rule for me.
Yeah.
I cannot be your expectations. I can only be what we've discussed. You can't expect me, for example, like, Let's say you go out. You go out, you're dating a girl, you go out, you go have the time of your life, you come back at 5 a.m., you come back to an angry person. You say, I never knew I had a curfew. That's her expectation. She expects you to behave in a certain way, but without that conversation, I don't know.
It's so crazy how when you're single,
yeah,
you can go out, bro, and you can come back like anytime. Like,
tomorrow, you can even not come back the same day.
But once in a relationship, it's like, and it makes sense, bro, because like both ways, once you're in a relationship, it's like, you come back at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Is that safe? Now your safety is being questioned.
That time when you were single, safety was a measure.
No one cared about your safety.
But you were living like.
I think it's beautiful.
But I think it's a good thing. Yeah. Yes. I think it's a good thing that a person can consider you 24/7.
Yeah.
And consider like, okay, I hope this person is not doing this. They're not doing that. You know, that's bad for them. And again, like, you know, it's funny. My dad used to say to me that, like...
One, two. Let's count how many times you talk about Papa.
Really? My dad used to say to me, as soon as a woman asks for something and you say yes, she adds a comma. So she says, hey, can I have a thing?
Have you heard of the comma effect?
Yeah, is it the comma thing? So it's like, as soon as you say, for example, she says, yo, can you please share, like, your location so I can have you say yes. Actually, can I also just make sure that I have the, what is it called? Password for your Instagram. Yeah. You say yes, comma. Actually, can you please just say comma and comma and comma? That's why I work with full stops, Mina. You understand? Hey, can I? I don't know. You understand?
You're so real, dog.
But let's get into chapter 2. What secrets are you hiding from your parents? Mama and Papa watch this, by the way.
Yeah. I got...
And you wanna go first? Mm-mm. I'll go first, right?
Like.
This is so sad, you guys, because they watch this.
I'm not gonna say.
You're not gonna say?
No.
Okay.
I have a kid.
Yeah, I'm joking. Yeah.
No, but like my one secret that like I've been
scared.
I can't say. I'll tell my parent, but
I didn't do it.
Yeah. What's one secret you're hiding from you? I say that one, yeah.
I think yo, this is actually really hard.
It's not easy.
I think I place a lot of blame on you guys.
Whoa.
For
So guys, the next one, what secret are you? I unmuted it. So you can.
And that's it's the background. Yeah. It's that, that's the truth. That's the truth. Like, I think that I blame, and you heard me.
Yeah, so, yeah.
No, one secret I'm holding away from mom and papa is that I love Habli. I love it, mom and papa. I love it. Just the cool on the foil.
No, but you made it evident, bro. Like, they see the Habli when they visit you. You don't hide it anymore.
I don't smoke it every day. No. Once every, like, every when I'm out, maybe occasionally. But I love Habli.
You do,
Sean. I love Habli.
You do.
I love, they say you smoke what you are, and mom and papa, Lady Keela. Yeah.
Bunkler says they made, oh, you should be reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Bunkler says they made me Minister of Finance for December money. I have spent about 5,000 of the money. I'm trying to replace it, but hey, it's hard. Yo. So that's the secret they hold, and they basically like took money from the parents. Next one says, they think I'm going to varsity. They also think I'm on my final year. Oh my.
Oof.
That one's a deep one.
So they think he's a matric?
I think he thinks he's a matric.
So his parents think he's a matric and they think he's going to university.
Wait, what is he doing?
He's in grade 11 and he's going to matric next year.
No, but what is he doing if he's not? Like, it says here, oh, they also think I'm on my final year.
Of probably high school.
Of high school. That means he's not in high school. Final year what? Of university. They think he's in university and he's in his final year. Hey.
But he said they think I'm going to varsity.
Yeah.
They also think I'm on my
final. I think he meant like they think I'm in my third year as well. Sure, that's so deep, bro.
Yeah.
Sure,
they think he's in university.
Yeah.
Yo.
So they're like, hey, next year. He's there like, next year.
How was the year?
Hey, how was the year? It's good. Semester tests are killing me.
Yo.
Do you think that you could hide such a big secret from like your family?
No, like my dad does this thing where he bluffs.
Yeah.
And he's great at bluffing.
I love that thing.
He taught me
I use it in my relationship.
I use it a lot too. So yeah. He'll be like, so
you're in the chat, you're here now.
He'll be like, yo, so I remember when I was young, I used to like send airtime from my dad's phone to my phone. And I was like,
this is a true story.
I was in like grade 6. I used to send like 110 on airtime like every 4 days.
You hear that?
5 days.
Every 4 or 5.
Oh, but it's for BIS, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is 60 rand.
So now the Vodacom people call my dad. Oh, that looks nice. The Vodacom people call my dad and they're like, yo, you've been, you know, sending airtime to a number, but they couldn't disclose which number it was.
Yeah.
So now my dad is looking at the kids. He knows, ah, this one. Shibu doesn't care. He looks at me. He goes, Tato, I want you to tell me how much airtime you've sent from my phone. So he's not saying,
have
you sent it digitally? He said, tell me how much in writing.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like 12. So I avoided it for 3 weeks. I never told him how much I actually sent.
Yeah.
But I probably sent like a lot of money.
I think for me,
because I did it for like a year.
I think for me, it was when like, remember I had a girl over?
Yeah.
My mom knows this. I had a girl over. And then you were there also. And then like they found 2 cups in my room by like my sideboard. So my dad thinks like, obviously anyone would think, I'm thinking to myself, he'll just think that I drank twice. Yeah. And that I was too lazy to do. But he was like, no, there's someone here. So he comes to me in front of Tato. He goes, so how was the party last night? Was it good with the girl? I was like, oh, no. I was alone. He's like, it's like, yo, so you were alone? Yeah. It's like, so the cups, how many did you drink? I was like, we drank. He's like, we? I said, I drank. Tato's laughing, by the way. He's there. You remember that thing?
Yeah, he's so good at that.
He's so good.
He's so good.
But let's look at some other people, what they say, what they're hiding from their families. My salary and my mom will never know. She guilt trips you to giving her all your money so she can throw it in scams. My brother, your mother has a problem. This has nothing to do with secrecy. You are venting.
Yeah, that's not good, dog.
Yeah, bro. I farted in my dad's coffee after he slapped me for no reason.
What's the craziest thing as a child that you've done to your parents when you're mad at your parents? Because I know we've all done like at least one crazy thing to our parents, something.
I tell you, man. I tell you my thing.
Yeah.
I was super angry. I have a story though.
Hey man, let's move on.
That's whatever. I was so angry at that guy.
Whoa.
Whenever I found a team. It was really bad. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, I've never told anyone that story.
Oh, do you want to say like you put salt in the tea?
No.
Anyway, let's move on.
No, I was angry at the bro. And you know what's the worst part, man?
No, let's move on, bro.
As I give it to him, man, and he was like, and he mixed it and everything. Anyways, whenever I found tea bags in the sink, why people put tea bags in the sink? Whenever I found tea bags in the sink, I'd wash them, dry them with the dishes, and put them back in the
This person was recycling tea bags. That's capped though, bro, because it looks different.
It will look different, yeah.
Yeah.
But that is so funny, yo.
It's a liar.
That my mom no longer loves my.
Whoa.
That my mom no longer loves my dad. She's just waiting for either one of them to die.
Jesus.
I know she's sick.
Jesus.
I know she's sick.
That means she's waiting for herself to die or her husband to die. So she
one of them. One of them has to fall.
That's how tired she is.
I know she secretly wishes my dad dies first.
Yo.
Imagine, boy, every day you're waking up to the love of your life. Good morning. She's there like. He's 50 this year. Maybe next year will be the year. Every year, bro, your woman, that's the love sad. Of your life. That's the saddest thing ever.
That's a bad husband, bro.
Yeah, that's a bad wife.
No, bro, why is it all her fault? There's a reason why she wants him to die. What's he doing?
Oh, why do we always have to blame the guy? What if he's just living his life? What if he's in the happiest relationship in his life?
That's a problem, because then how does he not know that she's not?
Sure, they get by the bed, and God, I wish we have a long, long life. She says, But let's go. Chapter 3.
Do you feel like you're obligated to help out your sibling in any capacity?
Yes. I'd say yes. Well, my sister, no. Sometimes she's a bit... I think it depends on which capacity it's going to lead to.
Definitely not in any capacity.
Yeah. I think it depends on which capacity it leads to. But my sister has hit me up for a couple of times. I think it goes up the hierarchy. So I've asked her a lot of times for help. I'll tell you a story. For example, one time...
Yo.
What?
Oh, this is a crazy story.
No. There's another one. There's a time, I don't even think you remember this, but there was a time I asked my parents for money for electricity because I was studying. I know it sounds funny, but like I'm being serious. I was asking for my parents for electricity so I can study, and my dad just didn't want to give it to me. My dad and my mom, they just didn't want to give it to me. This, which was in the like valid rights, because for example, they gave me like a budget for the month, etc. And obviously, like I squandered some of the money left and right. And Tata actually sent me money for my electricity.
Oh, nice.
And I made a joke. I was like, yo, you know, I made a joke to my friends. I was like, you guys know my brother's keeping my lights on. So that's yeah.
Something is that just south?
Yeah, just south. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Our parents are very strict. They
I had to decide. I remember I had to decide, do I buy electricity or do I buy bread? And
oh,
I bought bread.
Oh my God. So our parents give us enough money to
As
survive.
I was walking to buy the bread, I bumped into this guy. You know what he said to me? He said, listen, young man, like, this is not the end.
So Level probably spends his money on like Big Macs.
It's the beginning.
Because our parents definitely gave us enough money for electricity, water,
yeah,
food,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
That means you just weren't good with money.
I think every student knows that when you're studying for exams, you're going to get takeout. You have to decide, am I dropping 5% or am I going to get a burger? You understand? Cooking takes time, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't even lie to you, real. Like, under high pressure, you don't have time to cook.
Like, am I going to cook the test or am I going to cook a meal? You understand?
Real.
And that's just the truth. You're going to get a lot of takeout. It helps even with the studying. Real. I don't know how to explain it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Yeah, we both answered, no?
Yeah.
No one should feel obligated. People need to learn how to set boundaries with any and everyone, including their siblings.
Real. I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I'm the last born, so I'm going to follow what I've seen them do. For as long as they're good, they don't care if you are. To a certain extent, your siblings cannot be depending on you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, real.
Yeah. I think that resilience is like, it's tough. I remember the first time my brother said no to me. Yo, it was a tough day, you know? In your mind, it's guaranteed. You say to yourself, that 100 that he's going to send me now is guaranteed. But then he says, no, like, dude, you're going to do this. And it's out of protection, you know? But in the moment, you just feel like, as a younger sibling, you feel like it's so unfair. It's so unfair. It's like, bro, what? You know, you can help me.
Me keeping my money is unfair.
You know, you can help me. So, you know, it would be funny. But, like, as you, like, you know, then you're, because luckily I'm a middle child, then your younger sibling does it to you. And yeah, they're like, come on, this is unfair. And you're like, dude, what do you want? You think keeping money is unfair to me?
Yeah.
See, I just did that. I said exactly what you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? So it's really a very, very crazy dynamic to be part of.
But being the firstborn sucks because, like, you see how your parents didn't do well with you. Mm. So you try to do the difference already.
The difference, yeah.
But then it's like, at what cost for you then?
Yeah. Because you're also a kid.
I'm also a kid.
And then in the home.
Because there'd be moments where, like, maybe let's say I had like 800 rand.
Yeah.
And then someone needed like 300, 400. I'd give it to them. But that's like cutting me in half.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a time where, like, I had probably 800 rand. Then you asked for like 3. And she will ask for like 2.
Eish.
And then I'm left with how much?
Enough. Oh, so sorry. Sorry. That's not the question. So sorry.
You get
so
what
sorry.
I'm saying?
Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
So it's like I've sacrificed my whole thing for the sake of
you. She was so smart. You know, she goes to you and then me. And she doesn't tell me she wants to you.
Yeah.
She's so smart.
I want to say no to Shibu.
Oh, I say yes.
Yeah, because I know you
she
say
says, yes. She says to me, Tato says no. That's how she starts the conversation. Hmm. So she'll go like, drum, drum. And I love how she does it all the time. She'll call me.
How are you?
How are you? Are you okay? How's school going?
Yo.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Serious.
Towards the end of the conversation,
she massages you.
She goes, yo, I am starving. It feels like I've never ate before. Anyways, yeah, I'm so glad I listened to your problems. I hope you're good. I'm like, nah, no, it's okay. She goes, yeah, but sorry, I didn't even hear what you said. I'm hungry. I would pay for food, but I can't even pay attention right now. I can't even pay attention. Anyway, oh, Tato, stop with these effects on your side. But yeah, like, then she smooths me up, and then I'd say, like, ah, do you want some? No, I don't want your money, Lebo. How much can you give me? How much can you give me? I don't want it. How much can you give me? 150. Only. Okay, it's fine. I'll take it. And then I'll give her the cash.
She's so smart, bro.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, your siblings cannot be depending on you forever. Real. He's not your kid. He's not your responsibility. In every which way, I wanted to be there for them. And in the long run, it cost me more than I could and ever expected. Look, I've read war, isn't it? And I don't understand any of them. Do you understand anything I said?
Yes.
He doesn't understand. No, I don't know.
What?
He is not your kid. He is not your responsibility.
Yeah, this is like, so like they're saying, okay, they're saying that to her.
In every which way, I wanted to be there for them. And in the long run, it cost me more than I could or I've ever expected. Looking back, I've always lived for everyone else. And now I feel so guilty for wanting to do things for me. You're real.
It's like that thing, you know, you meet a lot of people. Like, they're the first people to be able to spend the million on everyone else. right? But won't spend like a rand on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ish.
And that's like, I think that's what this thing goes into. Because you know, like when you're helping out a sibling, you know, you were there. I think that's also the hardest part about like that obligation. You were there in their shoes. You know how that hunger feels when they're looking at the 2 minute noodles, but they're like, you know what? Let me save this for dinner. You know how that hunger feels. And then now you have the power and right to help them out. Obviously you're going to help them out.
Don't you think it's more powerful to like explain to your sibling like, bro, why is your money finishing? Because there's no way you don't have enough money.
Yeah,
when
definitely.
When the money starts or something. So I think also like, we should also educate our siblings.
But like, you know what I love about black people? Black people love to educate you when you're in the trouble. You can tell a black person, I don't have a hand, I just cut off my hand. They're like, let's go back to why this hand is cut.
Brother, will you learn? If I give you the hand, are you going
to
learn?
But I'm just saying, black people love to educate when you're at the end of the rope. they love to educate when you're at the end of the rope. They don't love to educate you when you're at the beginning.
That's the only time you listen.
Like, think about it like this. Imagine your parents set you down and they're like, before you get the allowance, they sat down with you, they told you the importance. Hi. Who told me?
I told you. Before we went to university, I told you.
You told me the way it works for you, for example.
I said, you stock up your fridge.
Yeah.
You make sure you've got things that like...
Then you divide it by the days. You say, divide it by the days.
Then I said, whatever's left after you paid everything, you divide it by four.
Yeah.
That's your money per week.
Yeah.
And that time I told you to minus airtime. I told you.
No, dude.
To this day, 24 years.
Tato.
You're still not divided. Have you ever planned your money in the month?
Tato. You're speaking from a point of privilege.
I'm telling him in the good. He's still not received the information. He's fine now. He's financially fine.
Tato. You're talking from the point of privilege of having to have learned. Mutu, we expect a person who's 18 to understand the mindset of someone that's 40. Let that person go through the experience so they can learn.
We're 2 years apart.
Hey. I'm speaking in general, say.
No, like, bro, when you were 19,
yeah,
I was 21.
You're 21.
I told you this, my strategy for money. Because yeah. 19, you're moving to
okay, let's go, like, let's do this.
By 21,
did your strategy for money always work for you?
Look at me now.
Oh, my God. So, guys, chapter working. 4. Brag about your country.
It's working.
Tato, you are speaking from a point of privilege.
But I'm saying, honestly, look at me now. I'm saying like my savings are good because I was doing that thing. My investments are good because I was doing that thing.
Yes.
So yes, it is working.
But did it always work?
For the first 2 years, no.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that puts me at 21.
Oh.
You're 24.
I'm 24. So you're saying I have bad money management now?
Yes.
True. But... But I think in the past 3 months, I've been doing relatively way better.
That's because you have more cash flow.
Exactly.
So are you doing better or you understand. Just consuming more?
So I understand you have more cash flow. It goes back, are you just doing better? Maybe the saving is the money you can't afford to spend because you've spent all the things you can spend.
Good point.
I'm telling you, bro, like it's directly, like I'm telling you, bro, like someone said to me, and I said it earlier also, you can't do 43 years in 23. My experiences were built up to when I'm ready to learn to a certain aspect. It's like how when you speak to people about like heartbreak and there's a person in the room who's like, oh, I've never been in love. And you're like, hey, that person says it won't be that bad, but they have to go through. You can tell them when the heart breaks, but they have to go through the experience. Chapter 4.
Also, every time Papa, like, I complained to Papa about not having cash, he'd say, make more money.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, maybe I should reach like, no, make more money.
And look.
Like, no, it's a good strategy.
What I'm saying, but look.
Yeah.
Because even me, bro, like, if I'm chopping to my hand and she's like, yo, like, I don't have cheese. I'm like, why don't you just get another job? Yo. Like, in my mind, I'm like, why don't you just get a job?
Your hand.
Obviously, I'll help her. I'll slide her some shit. You feel me? Like, type shit. But, like, I'm type always shit. Just there, like, bro.
What's type shit mean?
Why don't you just work?
Not real. Like,
why don't you just get a job?
Yeah, innovate. Have an idea.
Like, get a job. But I understand, we're in South Africa. How many men are in pillow talks and saying, get a job? They just say, hey, shut up. You understand?
Yeah,
really. But anyways, chapter 4, brag about your country. So basically, this is the part where you speak about what you love about your country or what you think signifies, like what is our identity as a country, basically, also.
Our identity, Rainbow Nation.
Load shedding. Yeah.
Yo, if we're going that route, load shedding, water shedding.
We have water shedding?
Oh, stealing, poor infrastructure,
potholes for mines. But what's the biggest thing you guys think identify? And I'm gonna love this answer. I'm a piano, ne? Everyone thinks I'm a piano.
No, I thought load shedding.
Load shedding. I'm a piano.
Yeah, real.
Top two.
Those are top two.
Top two.
That can we see? South Africa.
Can we see? Huh?
Like bragging, good or bad. Like what?
Like what do you think identifies South Africa? Yeah. I say I'm a piano to the world.
I'm a piano, definitely. I'm a piano. Then load shedding, and then it should. That's it, man.
Yeah. And what I love about the I'm a piano
and
thing,
Rainbow Nation, like us having different cultures.
Oh yeah, the diversity chat is a very good like a selling point for tourism. But I think I'm a piano has done something that no other politician, government, party has done for tourism in this country. Amapiano has increased tourism so much, you know? And you then you start thinking to yourselves, why is government not giving these artists more opportunities to present themselves on a... Why can't we make this our identity if it's being so profitable? Uncle Office is selling shows and this could be a huge thing to bring people in to the country.
Because they already have the networks that are making their money and they think. So it's like...
I love how... like I love how normalized corruption is in South Africa. Like, as soon as you start complaining about good things that the government should be doing, people are just like, ah, but you know, they like, they're stealing. Why are we not doing anything about that?
Bro, everyone's stealing, so it's too hard to do.
But anyways, what would you guys brag about the country? Make sure you guys comment down on our YouTube video. If you're watching this on, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, etc., please make sure you screenshot and tag us and tell us what you guys think identifies the country. But let's listen to some. We take turns using electricity. Oh my God.
That's the funniest way to actually describe
load shedding. That's a funny, yeah. That's a good way to describe load shedding.
It's like you guys go, okay, off. Your guys turn.
Someone says Paco, obviously. Nah. I don't know about that. Didn't we steal that? Isn't like Bunny Chow like a giraffe from like...
It's not the same thing. Bunny Chow is like a curry.
But it,
like
it is derived from the same
in a
concept.
Of a bread.
But it's derived from the same concept, is it not?
You could say so, but I guess I was just a cheaper one because we use like cheap bologna, cheap cheese, cheap
Russian. Anyways, you don't have to leave the country to leave the country, you know? You can just eat French. Out of all the countries that hosted the World Cup, South Africa ate in 2010. I definitely think, and I'm very biased about this, né? But I think the South African World Cup was the best hosted World Cup ever.
Which ones have you been to?
No, man, come on. I didn't even go to the one in South Africa, but I didn't like stadiums. I remember I was so angry about it. Like, people would come back from school saying, like, oh, I went to the stadium. Did you guys watch that game? And I'd be like, I didn't go.
Yeah, real.
But yeah, don't you think? I've watched a couple of World Cups.
I actually kept that, yeah.
Hey, wait, nah. Too much.
like, we couldn't go to the World Cups.
Yeah. Don't you guys think that's insane?
Yeah, stadiums are too crowded. There's too much.
Did you guys go to the World Cups?
Yeah.
Anyone but Richard went to the World Cup? Anyways, let's keep it going. Rugby World Champions, that's a big one.
Real.
I actually low-key, like, I don't, like...
See a Khaleesi, bro.
I want you to understand, I don't even, like, really, like, mess with, like, rugby, but I'm so proud that South Africa is, like, the world champ.
Of something, bro.
Of something. My country created Amapiano. Someone said Mandela.
Oh, yeah, Mandela.
Yeah.
Mandela, like, if you look at the way the world views... Mandela's huge.
No,
like Mandela's like, you see how we view Gandhi?
Yeah.
That's how the Americans view Mandela.
At that time, Indians like really don't fuck with Gandhi because did you hear about all the things he did? Okay, I'll talk about that later in life. But like, yeah, like you're real. But let me come back to that. So, let me not. It's fine. In the whole of Africa, our queens are the most beautiful. Facts. Have you been to... Yes, facts. Facts, yes.
Wait, America.
Facts. Everywhere. Yes, facts.
Have you been to where?
Eh?
Have you been to where?
Swaziland.
Oh.
Botswana. I walked to Botswana. I said, I've never seen. Like, Botswana, like South African woman, iOS update. I don't know how to describe it. It's just... there's something in the water that side. I think it's because they don't have load shedding. See, South Africa. Anyways, that's not the problem. But yeah, I think Botswana women and South African women are definitely tied.
I say South African women are the most beautiful.
And I want to say...
South African women, like, we've got so many different types of women also.
I also say Egyptian. From, like, YouTube and stuff. I really think Egyptian women are beautiful. But Botswana and South Africa are very similar. Ne?
Yeah, come on, Botswana.
Man, Botswana! Botswana. I understand why they check my passport twice. They want to make sure I leave the country.
There's no McDonald's in Botswana.
Yeah, and Starbucks.
So there's no artificial food. And they've got more cows than people.
And so. Their food is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, yeah, I love that one. But anyways, guys, looking for Inshallah. If you haven't watched episode one, where were you?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We
episode
it.
One is out right now on Tataran Betty's channel. Please go watch it. If you guys are fans of the podcast, you will love the creative process that is placed here. You will love it there even more. Yeah. So go check that out. Make sure you comment. Make sure you
comment down. Level sent me.
Yeah, it's comment down. Level sent me. And make sure you guys make sure. Yeah, you make sure. No, but real. Just please comment, guys. Like it. Show us that, you know, show out to Ezran Petty Media. You know, they're like, this is the stuff that you guys want to see.
Yeah,
one more of this. One more quality. Let's bring YouTube back alive, guys. Down with the smashing passes. Down, I say. Down, I say. Yeah. Benner Boy.
Crazy, bro.
What happened?
So, Benner Boy had a concert which was scheduled to happen, I think, this month or the next month.
Yeah.
And allegedly, all over Twitter, people were saying there's 1,500 tickets were sold.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a real statement, but no one actually counted that and said this is the real amount of tickets that were actually sold.
Yeah.
So Benner Boy actually cancelled his concert due to the lack of people coming through.
Yeah.
And people are saying,
I don't think it was Benner Boy. It was the...
It was him.
Uh-huh.
It was him. So he cancelled due to the fact that there weren't enough sales. Because he was like, bruh, South Africans have pulled up for me before in the past. Mm. Now they didn't pull up for me. Mm. So like...
He should have hit up Richard to hit up 2,000 people. Tato to hit up 1,000 would have done it to 3,000.
Yeah. So I think people are dating it back to like 5 years ago. No, is it 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, with the whole thing that happened with him.
The xenophobia thing, and Benner Boy was like, I'll never come to Africa.
Do you know who was the venue? It was FNB Stadium.
Yeah,
FNB. You know what happened at FNB Stadium? The last con.
That's the thing, bro. So
it was so unsafe. That's why no one was buying tickets,
yes,
bro.
I think everyone's actually genuinely scared. Because of what happened last time.
Quinta told me a story. He said one of his friends, right? They were with their dad, huge concert, whatever. I forgot what it was. Was it Global Citizen? No, it wasn't Global Citizen. Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was Global Citizen. I don't know. I think it was. But he said, you know, they went as a family, the whole thing, right? He's with his dad, etc. The whole thing's a girl. It's a girl. So she's with her dad, etc. And boom. All of a sudden, people are just getting like mugged in front of them, right? And she said that the dad looked at her and said, take care of yourself.
What?
I kid you not. It's like, take care of yourself.
And he vied.
And he started running. I get it. They can't, you know, like if you split up, it'll like lessen the chances of like us getting mugged as a group.
No.
So she said she started running. And then they called the dad, they all met up. But imagine, that's how bad it was.
It happened to me, bro. I think also FNB Stadium, but it was Major League's all-white event.
Yeah.
6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
I was in university, second year, first year.
Yeah.
Second year.
Yeah.
I went with Kifi, I went with Elaine. I basically went with like 3 black people.
Yeah.
1 color person, 1 Indian person, one white person.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's leave early from FNB Stadium. Because
Smart.
Let's get an Uber, let's make it easy, transport. Bro, as we step out, they see Elaine, who's white, and they're like, money.
Yeah.
Bro, so they start walking to us, bro. I'm not even kidding to you. Like, imagine 15 men, like, walking to you, pacing. Not running, pacing. And then they...
One hand broken behind their back.
Yeah. Some of the... The other one.
Yeah.
And then they're all walking fast. So now we're like, oh, I wonder where they're going.
Yeah.
And then I think... The clang was there. Someone was just like, yo, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Like, yo, we're getting mugged.
Yeah.
Like, what? We're getting mugged. Run.
Crazy, right?
We're like, what? We're getting mugged. We're like, what? So I automatically grabbed my hand at the time. Bolt.
Yeah.
Now.
No Uber. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Now I'm running that way with my ex. Elaine's going that way. Chris is going that way. Now I'm seeing Elaine, like, white girl alone, walk the one way. 15 guys.
Yeah.
She's thinking she's going to get, like, obviously the worst things happening to her. And she's screaming.
Yeah.
As that's happening maybe 5 times. Like, another group of 15, another group of 15 happening all across, bro. So I understand why FNB Stadium has to...
Yeah, you're not going to sell tickets if you can't surprise security.
Yeah.
And they were saying things like, oh, we're going to provide proper... And like, but people just aren't convinced. There have been too many bad experiences.
It's bad.
Yeah. But
so it gets back, dude.
But damn, bro. Not selling tickets way too... Like, what a way to burn a boy.
Hey.
So,
how to handle unemployment. Eban, Ingrid,
Ingrid, we're both employed here in this podcast.
So let's see what she's saying. She says, understanding the emotions. So there's an emotional impact of being unemployed. And includes feelings of frustration, stress, self-doubt, and fear of the unknown.
True. True.
And then she's saying there's social stigma.
You've never been unemployed because you're self-employed.
Yeah.
So that makes you unemployed and employed at the same time.
No, it makes me self-employed.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been unemployed, right? And like, I kid you not, like, okay, I've only been unemployed once, which is this year.
Yeah.
The rest of the time I was a student. And I think, like, you get all these statistics of, hey, like, you're not going to get a job. 66% of youth is unemployed, etc. You know what I mean? And people scare you. They scare you. And that fear builds up and you literally start thinking inadequacy in yourself. Like, yeah. You're like, oh my God, like, I'm not going to get the next job. You're getting like 5 emails a day saying we regret to inform you.
Yeah.
You know? And you know they don't regret it. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
And I like to think that with, like, understanding the emotions of it, it's like, bro, you have to understand, like, it only takes one.
Yes. Yeah, bro. That's true.
That is the thing that, like, will keep you going to get your job. Like, it only takes 1 year. How about 1 year you're employed, you sign, you're getting paid. You understand?
Yeah.
But, yeah, being unemployed is not, it's not the vibes, especially in your 20s.
Also, I think there's such a big pressure, like, of people in their 20s to
men.
Be employed.
Sorry.
And women, bro. Women too, bro. Yeah. Don't forget, a lady at home, she's there with the family. They're looking at her. You went to university. Why can't you get a job? She's also going through the pressures of employment.
Okay, but in terms of social standings, who do you think gets more pressured?
Both.
Equally?
In this society now, yeah, both.
So, that's crazy. Because we all know that men get more pressure to get jobs.
What do you think, Aiden?
Aiden, that's
says
one.
Yes to men, Richard says? Both?
Equally. Equally. Different types of pressures.
Yeah.
So we're just saying different types of pressures.
I'm with Ray. I'm just like, I think we as both male and female, we both have the same amount of pressure.
What did Bali say? Men.
Men have more pressure to be
in. Kamo?
Are you skipping on Bali?
I'm going to go back this way. Bali? Both. Okay. Great perspectives. Maybe you guys can let us know in the comments. Let us know. What do you guys think? Do men or women get more pressured for to get jobs?
Yeah, bro, I think maybe we can look at it like as a timeline.
Mm.
Like maybe a lady has more leniency being home because the family does prefer for the lady to be home for a longer period of time in comparison to the man.
Yeah.
But then there is the pressure of like you have to get your act together, like get employed, get a man, like you have to do those things.
Yeah. But like men from like okay, maybe I'm saying this, I might be reflecting from my own experience. As soon as I turned 16, my dad was like, you know, this is the working age. Just they're like, damn. Like what? What
no, is but that? He was saying that to you like in like a dude, you're growing. I'm proud of you, son. Like you're 16. Woo,
I didn't hear that. Okay, let's go to the next one. Social stigmas and social media. Let me just say all of them. Social stigmas, social media pressures, seeking support and networking.
Yeah, so how would you seek support when you're unemployed?
LinkedIn. Not networking, sorry. Support.
Yeah, support.
Dude, go to the people in your life who are employed.
Yeah.
There's no way that you don't know a single person who's not employed, no matter the job, etc. Go to someone that's employed, sit down with them and ask them, how did you get employed?
Also, I think if you're extremely desperate, like the person that is employed, be like, yo, bro, can you like go to all of your employed friends and say, hey, can you please send me your company details and how you applied and what processes you went through? Then apply at all of your employed friends' companies. And also, like, you know, there's a higher chance.
Yeah.
And then if it's really bad, like,
also think so, like, also another thing that's really like I really hate about the education system is the lacking in real life practicality of one getting a job and an actual job, what you do at work. I think that right now, as academia stands, it's very backwards in the fact of when you graduate, you can end up graduating engineering, Mara, you are doing Excel sheets for the rest of your life.
Oh,
or you're doing... No, I'm not something new. I'm saying you're doing Excel sheets for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So I think that that's another thing that I really like. It's not all on us. It's a fact of like, we also fail to be prepared for the real life setting. Because imagine if you were... Because all we really do is job shadowing. But job shadowing isn't telling you, you know, your CV is going to get rejected at this company if it looks like this. And job shadowing is not telling you...
How would you suggest like... universities do that.
So, no, I don't think it should start in university. I just think it should start in high school. I think from grade 11,
yeah,
it should be a period where they take everyone to a factory and they go from the top position all the way down. And they do that once a week.
Private schools do that. Like, private schools do the job shadowing. Yes, they do. You have to go out and find 3 jobs.
But a lot of the time, those job shadowing, people are asking for favors from family.
And family and stuff.
And they, like, lighten it. They lighten the job. Yeah. You know, I start my day for coffee. Then you go to the office. Love my job. I do accounting. And yeah, you can stick around. Here's a piece of paper. Draw whatever you want to draw. I'm going to check. You need me to sign something after this. 6 hours, they say. Job shadowing. I'll sign it for you. You just stay here. I'm going to come back. That guy's chilling. He's doing his work. But he's not teaching the child, hey, this is what I do.
This is
how it's going to be like. I only have 15 days leave day in a year. Yeah. I only, you understand? They're not giving the real grasp of that. And I think that's where the education system fails.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just jump straight to your content creator of the week, bro.
Lebron Petty.
Yeah? Yeah, congrats on 100K.
Yeah.
Minus Sabelo the Creator on IG.
That doesn't sound like Lebron Petty.
Shout out to Sabelo. I've been watching, I think I shouted him last time on
Sabelo?
Yeah, I think I shouted him last time, yeah? Yeah, like, I shouted him last time for YouTube. Now I'm checking it out for Instagram. But there's another guy, bro.
Mine is, jokes aside, I'm shouting out for TikTok, I'm shouting out Des Lee.
Des. Oh yeah, Des. Des was
Des,
cool.
Des. He's really, if you guys don't know him, which I doubt, everyone knows about Samantha. So if you
I really like how he was able to, I don't know if it's him or just like,
he moved away from the Samantha thing.
He moved away from the Samantha, and also his ability to monetize.
Yeah.
I see him getting work almost every single 3-4 days.
Because he's brand friendly, you know?
Yeah.
He's very brand friendly.
He's brand friendly. Bro, there's this one guy, this guy doesn't even follow me back. I just think he's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to go to my Instagram, South African guy, and I'm just trying to check what his thing is.
And then on YouTube, hardest working YouTuber I know.
Yeah, this guy.
I'm going to say King Omar.
Sitsa Vile. His handle is Sits_Vile. He's a cool guy, bro. I think he's Congolese. I just like his fashion sense. He's like 13K on IG. Just fashion and stuff. I think his posts are dope. I think there aren't that many South Africans that have that much style. In SA, and his style is like really, really cool.
You know, this goes back to like a question someone asked me. They said, who in South Africa is a fashion like trender?
Yeah.
Like, who would you say?
McG.
I'd say Lesego Scars. You know Lesego Scars?
I think the girl.
No, the brew.
Yeah.
This is lovely, yo. This brew, like, he dresses well.
This is one, yeah, so sits underscore Vile. He's dope. YouTubers. Shout out to,
I say King Omar.
I say shout out to Salome Laka, bro. She's been consistent. And I know that sounds like it's my girlfriend's sister.
Yep.
But she's been
consistent. Shout out to
Salome and Lebohang. Like, they've been doing Salome Laka, Lebohang, Mangwane.
Yeah.
They doing it. Cape Town's finest.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
And then, obviously, we don't have a tweet of the week this time, but then we're going to go straight into our show recommendations.
Oh, shit.
I've been watching The Sopranos. It's actually an old, old show. It's won a lot of awards. It's on Showmax, if you guys haven't watched it. It dwells into the mob family entering the early 2000s. You know, there's more laws in place to get away from them. But what I love the most is that the mob boss, or not one boss, the main character, he's one of these guys, hardcore guy. He's dealing with depression and like anxiety from being a gangster. And we see the real mental health that he places in himself. So go watch that, The Sopranos. And if you want to watch a movie, my movie of recommendation is Talk to Me. It's a horror movie that just came out of A24 Productions. It is probably the best horror movie I've watched this year.
What?
Yeah.
You even tell me about it. That's crazy. Yeah.
It is a very good movie. That people know. People know.
Yeah. my show recommendation, 10 episodes, one season is out, 1883.
Oh.
Really, really cool. Also on Showmax, I love it, 1883. It's basically...
Shout out Showmax this week, yo.
Showmax has been doing it.
Yeah.
So it's basically about this family. It's a guy, his wife, his daughter, his son.
Yeah.
They are trying to move, they're in America in 1883, obviously.
Yeah.
They're trying to move from a certain city. Like, I think they're trying to move from... I watched it alone. But it's basically moving from, like, Houston to, like... somewhere far, somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going through horses with carriages, and then they can't do it alone. There's also these foreigners from Germany who also want to move to the same place, because apparently the place where they're going to is like amazing.
Mm.
But it's like a 8 months travel, and it's through the winter and stuff. And it's like very like country, very, very nice. And it shows you the view of the world from someone in 1883. Because this girl, she's like, how can this be like this? How can this be like that? And it's like, it's really poetic.
Yeah.
So that was 10 episodes. I really, really enjoyed that. I'd recommend 1883 on the show, man.
Any movies that you watched recently?
No.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you guys so much for watching. Remember, if you are listening to this on any streaming platform, make sure you give us 5 stars. If you're watching this on YouTube, give us a like, share with a friend, and make sure you comment down your favorite moment from the podcast. We love you guys, and we hope to see you guys soon. We're going to do our best to push more content to this space. And yeah, we're still deciding on the name. Tata doesn't like the 4-4. He doesn't like volume up. He doesn't like anything that I say. So shout out to you guys. We're thinking Malumi voice. I don't know. Seated. We're thinking, ish, there's many names we can't think of. But anyways, see you guys soon. Tata, last words.
No, no. Dango.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Just get up on it, girl. If you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a life. Baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.